Alright folks, welcome back to another episode of Heal Your Attention Span. I'm your host, Leo Weston, and let's be honest, haven't we all felt like hamsters on a wheel lately? Spinning around, getting nowhere fast, constantly bombarded with information and demands? Ever feel like there just aren't enough hours in the day to do everything you want or need to do? Well, guess what? You are not alone, and that's exactly why we're diving into the power of prioritization today. It's a game changer, folks. Think about it, prioritizing isn't just about making lists, though those can be helpful. It's about understanding your values, setting clear goals, and then ruthlessly focusing your energy on what truly matters. We all have that inner voice whispering what's important, but sometimes it gets drowned out by the constant noise. Today, we're going to learn how to tune into that voice, sharpen our focus, and create a life that feels more intentional and fulfilling. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you unlock the power of prioritization in your own life. First up, identify your values. What truly drives you? What do you stand for? Is it family, creativity, adventure, learning, helping others? Figuring out your core values is like finding your compass. It helps you navigate life with purpose and direction. Next, set SMART goals. We're talking specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound goals. Instead of saying, I want to be healthier, try, I will walk for 30 minutes 3 times a week. Specific goals give you a clear target to aim for. Now, let's talk about the Eisenhower Matrix, your new best friend. This simple tool helps you categorize tasks into 4 quadrants. Urgent and important but not urgent, urgent but not important, and neither urgent nor important. This matrix is all about focusing on what truly matters and delegating or eliminating everything else. It's like a mental declutter session for your to-do list. You'll find yourself with more time and energy for the things that really count. Next up, learn to say, no. This might be the toughest one, but trust me, it's crucial. Saying, yes, to everything leads to overwhelm and burnout. Remember, your time is precious. Protect it, be selective about what you commit to, and don't be afraid to politely decline requests that don't align with your priorities. You'll feel lighter and more in control. And finally, schedule time for the things that matter most. This could be spending time with loved ones, pursuing a hobby, or simply taking time for self-care. Treat these appointments as seriously as you would any other meeting. Block off time in your calendar and make them non-negotiable. It's about making conscious choices to invest in your well-being and happiness. Okay, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine Sarah, who feels perpetually swamped. She juggles work, family commitments, social obligations, and personal projects, all while feeling like she never gets ahead. Sarah realizes she's constantly saying, yes, out of obligation or fear of disappointing others. She starts by identifying her core values, family, creativity, and learning. Then, using the Eisenhower Matrix, she categorizes her tasks and ruthlessly eliminates anything that doesn't align with those values. She schedules dedicated time for her family dinners, picks up painting again as a creative outlet, and even enrolls in an online course on something she's always been curious about. Sarah learns to say no to commitments that drain her energy and prioritize what truly brings her joy and fulfillment. And guess what? Sarah starts feeling less overwhelmed, more focused, and genuinely happier. So remember, folks, prioritizing isn't just about making lists or being more productive. It's about living a life aligned with your values and creating space for what truly matters. It's about taking control of your time and energy so you can show up fully in every aspect of your life. Ready to unlock the power of prioritization? Take action. Start by identifying your top 3 values. What are they? Write them down and visualize how living in alignment with those values would feel. Then, schedule a 30-minute block of time tomorrow to review your commitments and decide what you can delegate or eliminate. Every small step counts. Don't forget to share your insights with us on social media. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, remember, you've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.